This is the World Cup Station. Every game from every ground.
BBC Radio 5 Live.
1 o'clock on AM and FM around the UK, on digital and around the world online. I'm Rod Sharp. Tonight at Up All Night, Double Takes. The million-dollar house for sale on the canal looks familiar. Six people died here in Amityville. Four well-mannered children turned up at their high school in Georgia in Ku Klux Klan robes because a teacher told them to. And the UN General Assembly is taking place in a Melbourne art gallery, but the delegates are Dachshunds. Tamsin Carno has the BBC News.
Well, what price piece of cinema history, not to mention a rather gory piece of real history, if that piece of history is a Dutch colonial-style house overlooking the water on Long Island, the answer is about £800,000, or $1.15 million. Valerie Kellogg is an editor at Long Island's Newsday, and she's with us. Hello, Valerie.
Hi, Rod. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, this house in Amityville is the house, isn't it? This is the house that the Amityville Horror was inspired by.
Yes, you're right. You're right. There was a murder in the early 70s in 1974. A 23-year-old guy named Ronald DeFeo Jr. Shot six members of his family as they slept with a rifle and said the devil made him do it. After the family left, another family came in, the Lutzes, and stayed there 28 days and said they had to leave because they were cast away by the spirits, the supernatural forces. So they wrote a book about that. Well, actually, Jay Anson wrote a book about that based on tapes that they made about their experiences. And it turned into a best-selling book and a movie in 1979.
Gosh. Have you been there?
I have been past the house many times because people of a certain generation, my generation, the kids in the 80s, we're so taken by the film and the book that we just had to go see the house. So as soon as we got driver's licenses, or our friends got driver's licenses, we drive down to Amityville and drive past the house. And I've never actually been inside.
Is it particularly isolated, or is it right in the middle of things?
It's right in the middle of things. It's a beautiful two-lane road that goes all the way down to the water, down to the ocean, and very unassuming. And you'd never think that, you know, blood was coming, oozing out of walls and outlets. You'd never think you'd see a pig with red eyes staring out the window at you.
How does $1,015,000 look for a house in Amityville at the moment? Is it well priced?
I spoke to an agent whose brother actually used to own the house and who represented his brother in that sale and has been selling real estate in that community for 38 years. And he's not surprised by that number at all. Because my question was, could it get more money because of, you know, the legend, or less money because people think it's creepy?
Yes.
He thought it was very fair. Houses on that street that are farther south toward the water have commanded multi-million dollar figures. And there have been houses that are smaller than that have almost commanded that price. It has a boathouse and a bulkhead, so you can actually get two boats on the water. And the house is actually, I mean, he's done all kinds of renovations, and it's in pristine condition. So he thinks it's a fair price.
And the present owner, has he had any trouble with poltergeists?
That's a very good question. I really wanted to speak to him. He preferred to have his privacy, so I didn't get to speak with him. There was one elderly man in the community who thinks that the house is haunted. I spoke with him and said, you know, he probably doesn't want to talk to you because the place is haunted. But I spoke to some prior owners who owned it right after the Lutzes, and said that swear that the story is bunk, that it's haunted. They actually got in touch with the current owner last year and visited the house. And they said that he seemed very happy, but he's been, you know, he has houses in other parts of the country. And his listing agent told me that he just wants a change.
Well, that's fair enough. If you moved in, I don't know what the code's like in New York, but if you moved in and suddenly a few nights later you were woken up by a ghostly tap on the shoulder and you really felt you couldn't live there, would you get your money back, or would it be a bit of a struggle?
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a good question. That would probably be a bit of a struggle, but a very entertaining lawsuit.
Wouldn't it just? Wouldn't it just? And this house, it's a nice area, is it, Amityville? Is it a place where people would live and maybe take the train into New York, or is it a bit too far out?
No, it's I think it's about 50 miles outside of New York City on the South Shore, and there is a train station there. It's a beautiful seaside community with old houses. This house was built in 1927, and it used to have a name. It was called High Hopes. It's a gorgeous community.
Well, it sounds like anybody who's buying it would do well to restore the old name.
I would think so. I think it would be a great idea. I love houses with names.
When you were down there, you didn't see any kids driving by or stopping to gawk or anything like that, did you?
You know, we didn't when we went down there, but the people in the community say that kids and gawkers do come by, and they mostly come by at Halloween. And I think it's always been that way. I think there have been fewer gawkers in recent years, but they still have their contingent.
Oh, you might as well just bite the bullet if you're buying the house and do the best Halloween in the whole neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah. I think that actually has happened at the house before, a few years back.
Well, we'll all be there.
Yes. I've heard people say that they want to buy the house and open it up as a museum, charge admission. I don't know if the zoning laws would allow for that.
I hope not. Valerie, it's been lovely speaking to you. Thank you so
same
much.
Here. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, the news from Cairo now.